This Best Ball Mania 2 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy from April 29th to May 4th. If you deposit on Underdog Fantasy, you'll have a chance to win $1 million in their best ball contest. That's right. $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. It's underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Brian Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Oh, it's daytime best ball, Sean. You thought this was just after dark?
Yes.
When the kids go to sleep or the parents, depending on which side of the spectrum you're on.
Yeah. Now we thought it'd be fun to do one of these Best Ball Mania 2 drafts. Of course, Best Ball Mania 2 is Underdog Fantasy's a best ball platform that they're giving away $1 million. Yep. Again, you compete in some 12 team leagues. Winner of that kind of goes on this huge tournament to win $1 million. And again, if you get in before May 4th, you get a free $25, which you can use as your free entry into the Best Ball Mania 2 draft. If you're watching or listening live, still a couple spots left. We just clicked basically the 30-second Best Ball Mania 2 draft. Hopefully you guys get into the same one as us. If not, you can just get in the next one. We're still waiting for five people to fill out this 12 person league. Of course, the rules a little different, only half point PPR, Ryan. That really throws me for a loop. Half point PPR. I'm used to grabbing those pass catching running backs. It feels early enough.
Is it too cute? Are we a little worried about the too cuteness of it?
I just got to wrap my head around it.
There'll be some market inefficiencies because people are so programmed.
Yeah. And of course, no tight end, 1.5 point PPR. That's an FFPC rule. But position wise, it looks like you're supposed to, when the guys over at Establish the Run broke down kind of ideal position allocation. Quarterback, they're saying go 2 to 3, running backs 4 to 6, receivers 7 to 10, tight ends 2 to 3. Those are kind of the windows you're looking for. And I mean, I'm just jacked again. Back to back NFL football, just NFL football podcast. They're going to be coming fast and furious. Schedule release next week. We're going to probably be transitioning in, doing some more NBA here in a little bit. But check out the NBA gambling podcast, NBA picks. If you're betting on the NBA, you can do it over at WinBet. That's right, WinBet.com. WynNBet.com. Download that app today. Get up to a $500 risk-free bet. What's better than something that's free, Ryan? Especially if it's risk-free. WynNBet.com. Download the app today. Terms and conditions apply, of course. You get that parlay boost. Nice little ticker you can print out. They got it all. Get it in over at WynNBet.com. You want to win big? You can do it with the Win. WynN. Win Las Vegas in the palm of your hands. Las Vegas season is coming up. WynNBET LFG, Ryan.
Are we, and it's happening, it looks like.
The draft is full. We are ready to go. Kramer, you are sitting in the third spot.
Talk to me, because I'm trying to set up the board so we can show everyone the beautiful underdog draft board.
Yes.
So let me know when I'm on the clock as well.
Okay, you are the draft will start in 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
time
wow.
by Coors Light crack exactly with the draft kicking off. And if you're one of our listeners, there's probably some randos are in here as well. Please let us know what you're doing. Kramer, you're already on the clock. No one is messing around. 30 seconds to get your pick in. This is fast and furious.
And did someone take Barkley? Is that what happened?
Saquon went number two. Christian McCaffrey went number one.
And again, not necessarily a situation I want to be in, but in a non PPR situation, it's hard not to just could have gone Henry here or half PPR. I'm going to go Dalvin Cook. I figured I was going to get Barkley.
Yeah. Now, so Dalvin Cook's off the board, Saquon Barkley and McCaffrey. Man, I don't know. I hate going. Do you go Travis Kelce this high? That seems a little crazy. I may go receiver. I may go Devontae Adams, even with questions at the quarterback position. Derrick Henry's gone. Alvin Kamara's gone. Do I go receiver here? I mean, I'm not really that intrigued by, you know, Jonathan Taylor or Aaron Jones at the running back spot. I guess I could just go tight end early, get the stud Travis Kelce and not have to worry about it.
Well, and I think the big takeaway and hopefully everyone can ever the board.
I took Kelce.
All right. And I think with the click of a button here, let's put it up. All right. We got the draft board up. And I mean, I love the different dog looks. It says a lot about the person, the man. Sean, what dog do you have? A poodle? What is
yes.
that?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I got to sign the poodle. Kramer, do you know how do I? Is there a way I can view the draft board?
Yeah. So if you see if you're playing this for the first time, if you see that grid right next to your name on the right hand side there, where your team shows up.
Okay. I like that.
If you click that grid, it's gonna bring up
like the grid view
your team. I think you can also navigate to an enemy's team. Patrick Mahomes in the first round.
Okay. Oh my God. Jonathan Taylor went after me. Then Patrick Mahomes, like you said, Kramer, Tyreek Hill, and now I feel like coming back. I'm gonna look to go receiver, maybe running back, but I may just have to punt on running backs and just lean into the. I think I'm just not going to take a running back until the very end and just load up on some bullets run.
I love this because you seem to be stuck in a perpetual strategy of RB zero ish. And I seem to like walking away with three running backs out of my first five picks in the half PPR format. I don't know if that changes. I will say the key to note here is the three wide receiver spots.
Yes.
It just makes them so much more valuable. You have to, like you said, 7 to 10, I think the number was.
Yep. Zeke has now been selected. Cam Akers has now been selected. Oh man, I don't want any part of Cam Akers. Obviously not Zeke in the first round.
We love that Zeke went because he was a guy that, you know, when is he like in some drafts, you end up sitting there with an opportunity, but with that situation, that pit in your stomach where you're like, do I really have to consider taking Zeke here?
And the answer is always no.
No. All right, and the swing comes around. I did a draft earlier to test it out, Sean, and yep. I ended up with Aaron Jones. I could have taken Eckler. Ooh, I went a different direction. I think it's going to be hard if you're in one of those spots to not take an elite pass catcher here because so many are going to come off the board between your picks. I went in that same scenario. I want Aaron Jones and Diggs. I would have taken Devontae Adams in this case.
This guy, Angry Ginger, went, and maybe this is Carson Wentz, aka Ginger Judas. He went Aaron Jones, then Eckler, then Stephon Diggs, then Devontae Adams. So now looks like maybe a mini run on receivers as we see AJ Brown go off the clock.
Shocking to see Diggs go before Adams, but I don't mind it. You know, I'm kind of skewing in that direction. I guess in half PPR, Diggs and Adams are two of my favorite guys, just because the volume.
Yeah. Two picks away, Kramer, for me. Let's see. We got, did I announce AJ Brown? Yes, Kareem Hunt in the second round.
Hello.
Wow. Before Nick Chubb. All right. And maybe, you know, again, maybe people are just using their free entry, the free $25, using that promo code SGPN. Just say, hey, I'm going to try. I'm trying to win $1 million. I'm going to roll the dice here. I'm going to load it up. I think Justin Jefferson has gone. Now I'm on the clock, Kramer.
I think you're allowed 150 entries. They do offer an 8-hour slow version too. If you don't have time for the draft, draft takes about an hour, as you'll see here. Ooh. But if you don't have time for a full draft,
Kramer, what do I do here? Do I go DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, or do I actually draft a running back in Nick Chubb?
I would take Chubb. I think if it was anyone else, I'm going receiver. I got to take Nick Chubb here. Scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, that feels a little crazy, right?
Nick Chubb. I don't know what happened. I think you auto drafted you Chubb.
Make sure
autopilot didn't get switched on there, Sean. It's right above the grid there. But yeah, I mean, I don't think you can pass up on Chubb. Mixon, maybe another
Joe
guy.
Mixon is gone.
Maybe Mixon's in that tier. You know, the other thing to note is when you start looking at the rankings and kind of how they sort them as ADP on their platform. So there could be guys that are just liked more by underdog players, and you're going to get some value just because of where they.
Najee Harris has a really high ranking. Now, after Joe Mixon, George Kittle is off the board.
George Kittle, that's an interesting pick. I'm now on the clock, Sean. I think my choice seems pretty easy, as DeAndre Hopkins is still on the board and I'm going to favor him. The volume, the opportunities there, and he's DeAndre Hopkins. I still was able to get an elite pass catcher here, which not bad, Sean.
Yep, I'm sitting on Travis Kelce and Nick Chubb. You're sitting on Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, you quickly punted on your RB0 strategy.
Well, I mean, just because Nick Chubb was there. It was tough to stay to it, Ryan. Sometimes you just got to see what the board gives you. DK Metcalf has gone, no surprise there. And although I love DK Metcalf, but I am worried. There's just been so much talk about not letting Russ cook anymore that I'm worried. I'm not worried how awesome he is. I'm worried that Pete Carroll's not going to let them throw the ball enough.
You're cooling.
Najee Harris has gone. Now this is the end of the second round, followed up by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That is, I'm still trying to wrap my head around some of these picks.
Right. Well, and now, like for example, Gibson. Like what? Like A, why is he so highly rated? B, why is he falling? Like that suddenly becomes intriguing to me. Calvin Ridley was going to be the auto play for me. I'm actually going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to take Darren Waller. I think this Ooh. Guy is such a big part of that offense. And I typically take some time to take the tight end position, but I think the gap between him and the next guy, you know, Mark Andrews, Hawk, maybe you like Kyle Pitts, is so big. I'm going to take the last guy who I think is a truly elite tight end. You're very quiet over there, Sean.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I do have Miles Sanders in my queue. Keenan Allen just left, just got drafted. He was someone I had in my queue. Michael Thomas is in my queue. Oh, beer guy 27 steals Miles Sanders in front of me. I do I have to take Michael Thomas? I don't think I do. I'm going to go.
You don't have to. I mean, again, if you've aborted the RB0 strategy, you can take a running back, or there's a wide receiver that goes.
I'm going Allen Robinson. Love me some Allen Robinson, Ryan. My first receiver taken. Although Travis Kelce, basically a receiver, and who knows with Justin Fields.
I was gonna say with the stock, talk about a guy
upside at least.
The stock could go sky high. I mean, at his peak, he's one of the he could be one of the first wide receivers off the board next year if everything goes well. So. We've been taking a lot of Allen Robinson this offseason. I like it.
DeAndre Swift is gone in Detroit, and I hate that pick. Honestly, I think I would rather almost have Jamal Williams. I certainly am not taking DeAndre Swift in the third round. Julio Jones has now gone, and Julio is always fun, especially for best balls. Has a couple monster games up his sleeve. Michael Thomas is gone.
And quick note, if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, or you're just playing for the first time, if you notice the color bar, Sean, under the name, that shows your distribution of players. Purple quarterback, green running back, orange wide receiver, blue tight end. So we can see, like your name, for example, you got a little blue in there. Shows me you took a tight end. So just something to note there. That I like that feature.
Looping back, I'm going to keep an eye on these Bucks receivers: Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. They feel pretty interesting. Deontay Johnson, even, and we haven't seen many of the rookies go so far. Although update you again, this draft a little faster than the FFPC.
I like it.
J.K. Dobbins has gone. Antonio Gibson has gone, who is interesting, but I love him so much more in a in a full PPR format. Amari Cooper has gone.
So I think people are going to have this opportunity. If you're a Cowboys fan, you could swing Cooper and Lamb and really corner that. If you think they're going to be a top five offense or whatever people love to tout,
David Montgomery now.
I feel like from a best ball strategy perspective, angry Ginger, much like Carson Wentz on the field, left a little to be desired there. Well, at the turn.
And you just mentioned it. CeeDee Lamb just went. So yeah, he could have paired Amari and CeeDee together. Instead goes David Montgomery. I don't know about that strategy.
I think, and you're coming back up, Sean. So yeah, a couple more picks. You got to start thinking about where you're going. I'm sure you got a guy or two targeted. Terry McLaurin, man, if he had fallen to you, and I was going to throw him out last round for you to take. That would have been a nice pick, especially in best ball. Josh Allen off the board.
Wow.
That's okay. Fourth round. I mean, considering Mahomes went in the first, I do think in this format, FFPC guys
and passing touchdowns are worth four, right?
Yeah. Four minus one for the interception. I don't want to say bad things about the underdog crowd. But if you are playing FFPC, you're definitely aware of what the fuck you're doing. I do think that you're in these drafts, you're going to see a lot more variance. So you could just, like earlier, Sean, I pointed it out to you. I think I was able to go like Miles Sanders and J.K. Dobbins at the 4 or 5 spot. Mm. And so there's going to be lots of variance, and specifically around the quarterbacks, I think.
So Mark Andrews just went as well here. Now we got one guy in front of me. He selects Chris Carson. I'm going to take a quick glance at the running backs, but I don't think I'm going to go running back.
I think I know where you're going.
I'm going to go.
Maybe not.
Godwin.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's there. The Tampa passing situation feels a little disrespectful that offense is the first playmakers. Remember last year they were coming off like everyone was coming off the board in the first three rounds. This year, everyone's dropping a couple. Well, rounds.
And it worth noting, Beer Guy 27 with a insane all RB strategy, at least early. He's got Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon, Miles Sanders, and Josh Jacobs. It will be interesting.
The plan is to stop at some point and not need as many.
I would hope, but again, I like people coming in here with an angle,
different angle.
And now Mike Evans is off the board.
And man, I sit here and I look at the receivers out here that I would love to get my hand. DJ Moore is the first one I'm going to take. I think. We've discussed this. I think Darnold with Brady in there, we saw what the offense looked like at LSU. Perhaps Darnold helps them unlock it a little bit more than Teddy Bridgewater and DJ Moore. Like, he's a dude. I'm going to end up with a lot of shares of him. So DJ Moore, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
So my choice for me, the choice was DJ Moore,
I would go Robbie Anderson.
Really? Then you just wait.
Yeah. Or I like Robbie Anderson because he's getting back with Sam Darnold. Tyler Lockett has now gone. James Robinson and Travis Etienne loading up on that dynamic Jacksonville backfield. And we have another person who's only drafted running backs: Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, James Robinson, Travis Etienne.
He could be done. Is he done with the running back?
I don't know. You would think after four he would be done, but
I still only have one. I'm starting
Ryan,
to get
Ryan. Kenny Galladay has went. So this guy's got to be a Giants fan because he has Kenny Galladay and Saquon Barkley. Mm. Now you're back on the clock. What are you doing, Kramer?
I mean, as much as I see the running backs, I do think we've gotten to the point where Adam Thielen is being disrespected. I'm going to stack him with Dalvin Cook. I think that team's going to score some points. So third pass catcher, Adam Thielen, not so bad. I don't quite understand his fall at this point. I know he's getting older. I know Justin Jefferson's a beast, but doesn't that make his job a little easier?
Yeah, they haven't really done anything to eat into his targets. If anything, they got rid of Kyle Rudolph. That's probably not a huge swing, but yeah, it seems like they're in a pretty decent spot. Jamar Chase goes, Kyler Murray goes. Now all of a sudden I'm on the clock. I gotta go. I keep getting this guy. I mean, he's coming off 144 target season.
Yeah.
No sign of him slowing down. Deontay Johnson. There's a world where he's the number one.
You
and I know
him.
It's only half point PPR, but still
love him.
The guy gets so many catches.
Sean, and remember, you are getting in on this for the first time, use that promo code SGPN.
Yes.
Get that free $25. How much longer can people cash in on that, Sean?
Just until tomorrow, May 4th. So, or maybe today, if you're listening.
May the 4th be with you, Sean.
No, come on, Ryan. Get that nerd shit out of here.
Star Wars Day. No, you like Star Wars.
Nah, the new one, Mandalorian, isn't bad, but I'm not a Star Wars guy, quote unquote.
Are you an anti Star Wars guy?
I just think it's a little.
It's kind of a hot take.
It's a little.
You think it's overrated?
I don't know. I'm just.
It's more of a metaphor than anything, Sean.
What do you mean? It's not a metaphor. It's a show.
No. I mean, like it's, I think most people revere it because of its place in their like nostalgia and memory and what it means to like science fiction and shit like that. As far as movies, I don't think you go back and watch Mark Hamill and you're like, that's a great acting performance.
Odell Beckham has gone. Robert Woods goes. Miles Gaskin. I think I'm just going to keep loading up on receivers here, unless some of these running backs really jump out at me. But I mean, these other guys just went crazy running back, and maybe I'll.
You got to take the board sometimes, Sean. Let the board fall to you, because I'm in your boat. I 100% now. Typically, when I'm drafting from the other side of the board, running backs seem to come to me easier. But I took Dalvin Cook one, and that's it. And I don't really see a running back I love either. Javonte Williams, Chase Edmonds, some of these guys that are starting to pop up the top of the rankings. I don't know how much you can love them because of their situation.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon, obviously then you have the San Francisco situation. I just don't know.
I'm just going to draft a ton of running backs late. All right. Let's update. Jeez, these things again, just flying off the board. They're so fast. Mike Davis, then Dak Prescott goes, oh geez. Don't want any part of that.
That is a disgusting act.
Lamar Jackson has gone. T. Higgins is gone. Our buddy Hawk, T.J. Hawkinson.
I'm coming up now, and I do have a tight end already. But part of the consideration for me here is like, could I get away with just two studs at the tight end, or two, you know, known starters at the tight end position, or is the injury risk too much?
Is there any known stud tight ends left? Leonard Fournette has gone. Kyle Pitts has gone.
You're up. Up next. Sean.
One more. I don't know if there's anyone on the tight end.
I think your instincts. I mean,
Dallas Goedert.
I think your instincts to load up on pass catcher. Again, you have to start three. So think about best ball, right? You're getting the best optimal lineup. You definitely want. It's going to suck if you have guys that aren't playing.
Yeah.
Guys that aren't part of the offense. So
LaVisca Chenault goes, I mean, are you kidding me?
It's a little early for him.
Give me Chase Claypool.
Oh.
Also, in what
you're
world
cornering the Big Ben market?
In what world are you drafting LaVisca Chenault before DJ Chark?
I think you're getting cute. I think you're excited about what Urban Meyer may bring. I think you're excited about
DJ Chark, still clearly the best receiver on that team.
Yeah, I think Chenault's exciting because of what he brings in a PPR format with all the touches he may get because of how. But it sounds, I think we're going to learn that maybe Urban Meyer is a bit of a pain in the ass and he's just going to distribute the ball maybe too much. Yeah. I'm back on the clock now.
Javonte Williams.
And I'm staring at a situation. I love me Cortland Sutton. I love me Cortland Sutton, and I'm going to do it again. Give me my fourth wide receiver, Cortland Sutton of the Broncos. He's back again. Aaron Rodgers could be his quarterback, Sean. That's in the realm of possibility at this point.
That certainly would, that would certainly break things open.
God damn, it's so hard to not want to just keep taking quarterback or wide receivers. Sean, I see. When do you take a quarterback? Are you gonna do your typical homerism, or are we just gonna punt it all together this time around?
We'll see.
You don't want to give out your. I'm gonna have to scroll the draft board a little bit here.
Yeah, best quarterback available: Aaron Rodgers, Stafford, Burrow, Brady, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan, Justin Fields.
Oh, and I'm on the clock again. Still only have one running back, Sean.
Yeah, just to update people. After Cortland Sutton, Russell Wilson went. Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts. So I missed out on Hurts and Herbert. Chase Edmonds is gone. Kramer, you're on the clock.
And I'm, you know, you told me I should take Robbie Anderson earlier. I'm going to take Robbie Anderson now to pair with DJ Moore.
Yep.
Nice little cornering of the market. Samuel out of town. Lots of targets down there. Means I have to take Darnold later, which is pretty stupid. But
DJ Chark has been selected. Now I'm on the clock. I'm kind of happy they took DJ Chark there, just so I wouldn't have to consider taking him. You know, I wasn't considering taking another tight end this early, but give me Dallas Goedert.
Yeah. I was looking at him because when I said, you know, when you talk about guys who, you know, are going to at least be a part of the offense,
considering pulling the trigger on Will Fuller again.
Well, and I think when you look at tight ends, we're at that part where, you know, there's only a couple more guys left that I think have a very clearly defined role.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of falls into either you're grabbing a timeshare, you're hoping a guy does something, maybe you're a big Parham fan or Firkser, one of these guys.
Where did Trey Sermon end up?
San Francisco, Sean.
Yeah.
Draft grade show. What part of one of the few things I liked about San Francisco.
Chuba Hubbard. He's interesting. Being the Christian McCaffrey backup. So what after I drafted Goddard, Trey Sermon goes as I was considering him. Antonio Brown, of course, got re-signed by the Bucks, bringing the squad back. And yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got four receivers, two tight ends, a running back. Do I start thinking about a quarterback?
And Mostert goes, so you can see people once a San Francisco running back goes, people will start taking him. I think it's unclear, Sean, for you. You know, as I look at the color diversity in your team's bar here, you don't pick for a little while, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see, where are you at? I mean, you know, conventional wisdom would say you probably should look at running back, but
yeah,
we're in the same boat, I think, with the running back position.
At this point, I'm just gonna say fuck it.
I was gonna say you should really consider Juju.
I was, and maybe I should have got him, but I don't know. Is three receivers? Are you almost hurting yourself there at some point?
Aren't you guaranteeing like the passing production for a team that seems like they want to pass the ball?
Although they did draft Najee Harris, so maybe they get away from it a little bit. What Curtis Samuel now goes also off the board. Mostert, Will Fuller, Noah Fant, Debo Samuel. Fast approaching to me back on the clock. Got a couple of receivers in my queue.
And again, I think, I mean, I see, you know, there's some rookies, interesting rookies. There's still a couple running backs who could be starters. You know, I guess, but there's not much excitement around them. And I wonder if people can, Brandon Cooks.
Hmm.
But that was that a reaction to the Davis Mills? Oh, Jerry Jeudy. I was going to come in and swoop him up for another pairing. That's not going to. And Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers goes. Jerry Jeudy off the board.
Sean, one more and you're on the clock.
Yeah, I don't think I can go quarterback here because I'm not really intrigued by any of these quarterbacks.
Remember, value above replacement, Sean.
I'm going.
Melvin Gordon's there.
He is. I'm going. Fuck it. Go a little homer here. Give me Devonta Smith.
There it is. Way to go, Sean. Way to go. That's the first time you've taken him, right?
No, I took him in. I stacked him with Hurts pre NFL draft because remember my mock draft, I had Devonta Smith.
You're so smart.
All right, sorry, Ryan. I won't tout. I don't mean to shame your mock draft. Michael Gallup goes, Marquise Brown goes, Kramer, you're on the clock. What are you doing
and
here?
Perfect time to take my second tight end. Again, not many guys left with clear spots, and he kind of emerged as a guy last year. Shocked to see him still on the board. Logan Thomas, I know it's a lot with catches, but volume means production. And I'll snag him here to pair him with Darren Waller, Sean. I feel pretty good about that combo. Makes me feel like
a strategy is emerging for me here. And that is just, I'm just going to keep drafting receivers. And then the last four rounds, just try random ass running backs.
Okay.
We'll see. Logan Thomas, Melvin Gordon has been selected.
And I'm coming up around Jalen
Waddle
here.
Is gone. I like Waddle. But you know. Oh,
and I got sniped. I was definitely looking at Harris. That seemed nice to me. Opportunity to be a starter. Man. Sean, I will say the running back class continues to just be disappointing. And I look at these guys and I'm like, maybe this made it easier because I was considering Jarvis Landry. I had him
in my queue as well, Ryan.
He falls too far, but you know what? I like Ronald Jones. Clearly, Bruce Arians likes Ronald Jones in some capacity, and this is best ball. I don't have to worry about when to start him. Hopefully he get like as a second running back, he could be the every down back. I'll be content with that. Only because the other guys I liked fell off the board.
Ronald Jones is gone. Tom Brady has gone. Oh man, I'm scrambling here. I'm on the clock. God damn.
Oh, Evan Tunyon's gone now. I mean, value or need, Sean?
Quarterback Stafford. Am I really? I'm not a Stafford guy.
I think, I know where I would go here. I probably would go running back, but you can keep going down the slide. 2 seconds. Oh, nice pick.
Michael Pittman, who as much as I hate to pair him up with Carson Wentz, he seems like he has real second year potential burst, right?
And just, you know, if you talk about a team that you can, you know, it wouldn't be crazy if they had a decent offense, and you can draft a lot of the offense with pretty low draft equity, and that's the Colts. If Carson is coming around,
yeah, that I don't have to draft him as a quarterback though.
And I have a couple more picks before it comes back around to me, Sean. But as I look at my roster, 5 receivers, 2 tight ends, 2 running backs. I'm feeling just like you. I am going to have to deal with this eventually, and it does make me wonder if I should just wait.
Got 6 receivers, 2 tight ends, only 1 running back. After I selected Pittman, Tyler Higbee goes, Matt Stafford goes, Michael Carter, the running back, goes, David Johnson goes,
and now we're getting back to one of those blocks of running backs that all have roles. Pretty sure they have a guaranteed role in an offense. You're just not sure how big it is going to be. And I think some of them play for offenses that should score a lot of points, and that makes them valuable.
Tony Pollard has gone.
He's one of them.
Zeke backup.
Zeke doesn't want to play football anymore. I like getting Tony Pollard in draft.
Yeah, he ran hard, man. He was a fun. I mean, it was just fun that Zeke wasn't out there, but yeah, he runs hard.
I mean, for us as haters of the Cowboys, we hope Zeke it stays on the field every damn time.
That is the goal. Trevor Lawrence has now been selected.
What's the quarterback situation looking like? So now I'm starting
now
to get
Trey
worried.
Lance is gone.
Oh no. Are people starting to, I still have my plan. Deshaun Watson's available.
Tannehill, he's always interesting.
Sean, I just don't think you need to worry about quarterback. We're not going to see a lot of people ending up with even 3. I think we'll be fine at the end of this draft. Matt, as I say this, we're going to see a quarterback run now.
Quarterback run. We got 3 in a row, third being Matt Ryan.
Do I need to take one now?
I don't know. I think I'm still going to go receiver again. There's none of these running backs are really interesting.
Do you pair him with another Eagles receiver?
Who?
Get a little Jalen Reagor action.
Maybe.
I like Jalen Reagor in fantasy this year. He's falling so far, and I don't think we saw enough to say he's not good.
No.
So I don't know why he's dropping.
I think he'll be good in this offense. Devontae Parker and AJ Dillon have both been selected.
All right, you're on deck, Sean. What position will Sean Green
Mike
take?
Mike Williams time? Has been selected.
That's a good pick.
I'll go. I went Jalen Reagor. Talked me into it, Ryan.
Hi, you already got the other guy. You might as well
Devontae Smith.
Pin it up.
James Conner available. Kenyon Drake, Gus Edwards, Nyheim Hines. I don't know. None of these running backs are really doing it for me.
None of these people in general are excited. Like I'm coming up, and it's a point where I'm just like, I don't know which one of these players gets me going too much. I mean, I will say Corey Davis is a professional wide receiver.
I do have seven receivers now. Justin Fields is gone. Gus Edwards is gone. Kramer's on the clock.
Taking Corey Davis, professional wide receiver.
Corey Davis was in my queue.
Professional wide receiver. Crazy to me to take some. I mean, again, are the Jets going to be like a stout defense all of a sudden?
Probably not. They are the Jets.
All right, where are we at? Let's see. Oh, wow. Corey Davis, Evan Ingram after me, Sean, and then Elijah Moore, the rookie.
Mecole Hardman goes right after that.
Oh, and it's right back to me. Man.
You're almost back on the clock, Kramer. One more. What are you thinking here? Who's in your queue?
I mean, again, I have two running backs. I really should probably take a running back. I've always been a James Conner fan.
Yeah, maybe a decent situation.
It might be time to pull the trigger because we've never seen Chase Edmonds be the guy, but also a running back in that situation. You know what? I'm going to do the smart thing and I'm going to pin up Alexander Mattison. I don't care. I don't want someone to snipe me. I need the Vikings running game now that I have so few running backs. So I'm going to just get a handcuff here.
Okay.
It's not super fun.
James Conner has gone after Alexander Mattison.
I'm looking at the situation, Sean. We're going to be sitting with four running backs, maybe five. And I got to at least lock up a room.
Guarantee yourself some production. Well, you can start as few as two running backs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll be fine.
Just injuries. You're up, Sean.
What do I do?
James Conner off the board after me, followed by Mike Gesicki. Sean stacking the money green on the clock. You have run one running back. I would say at this point you have to take a running back or a quarterback.
Give me Kenyon Drake. Okay. I mean, they brought him in for a reason. Josh Jacobs. I don't know. Are we really sold on Josh Jacobs? Why would you bring in Kenyon Drake if you're not going to run the ball with him? I'm going Kenyon Drake. Yeah. Mike Gesicki went right before me. Still considering quarterback. Haven't made the move yet on quarterback. No, Kramer doesn't have a quarterback either.
I think you wait. I think we continue to wait on the quarterback. I think, again, I think the quarterback.
Seven spots left, though. Gabe Davis goes. Ryan Tannehill goes. Cole Beasley, man, just sniping my board here, grabbing my boy Cole.
How am I looking, Sean? I'm not looking at the screen.
What do you mean?
Oh, I was making sure I wasn't on the clock.
Oh no, it's a snake draft, Ryan. So I'll draft before you. Yeah, I mean this is fun. It's super fast paced, at least compared to FFPC.
It's funny. It's only ends up being like 15, 20 minutes faster. It does feel a lot faster.
Yeah. It's the 30 second clock does make a difference. Irv Smith, Minnesota tight end. He's gone. Rondell Moore is gone. Marvin Jones is gone as well. Yeah. I got a queue of running backs here and guys, I like enough. Chuba Hubbard, JD McKissick, Jamal Williams, Nyheim Hines. You know, kind of guys that are gonna get work. Even Tariq Cohen's kicking around. No one that's like a guaranteed starter, but at least they have roles already. Gerald Everett off the board. Kramer, are you taking another tight end at all?
I think what scares me about best ball when you don't have the third guy is if you lose one, it's a redundancy thing, right? If you only have two and you lose one, you don't have a backup anymore. And so to me, it's hard to end up with two of any position. So I think I'll end up with, unless it's quarterback, I think I'll end up with another tight end, Sean.
Nyheim Hines is gone. Yeah, I mean, I got Goddard and Kelsey. I think I'm just going to roll the dice with those two. Because I don't see, I mean, can you play tight end in your flex spot?
I believe so.
Carson Wentz has been drafted.
That's a good question, though.
Tua has been drafted. Uh-oh, quarterback run. Here it comes, Kramer. Deshaun Watson is available. Kirk Cousins. Baker Mayfield somehow. Danny Dimes available in spite of the fact that
you're being a dick.
You can probably stop stacking with Kadarius Toney. Todd Gurley has been drafted. Wow, did not see that coming.
The flex spot, you are able to put a tight end in the flex.
Okay.
Starting tight end Jared Cook still on the board.
I'm on the clock.
And yeah, you tried to jinx it, I think, but the quarterback run is happening, Sean.
I'm gonna do it. I'm definitely overdrafting here, but I'm taking Big Ben just so I can stack him with Claypool and Deontay Johnson.
I keep looking at Mooney.
Darnell Mooney has been drafted. Kramer, you're up next. Rob Gronkowski has just been drafted.
Ah, man, both of those guys were super intriguing to me. I'm gonna take a bit of a.
Kirk Cousins went right before I drafted Big Ben. So glad I got a quarterback.
I feel like
at least starting in a decent situation.
I'm going to take my guy. Take my guy, Danny Dimes.
Really?
Two-way quarterback. Oh yeah. I have a plan.
Wow. Okay.
I have a plan.
All right. Daniel Jones off the board, courtesy of Ryan Real Money Kramer.
You're welcome.
Perfect time. Maybe you're coming up. Maybe coming up short in your fantasy football best draft, reaching for possibly Daniel Jones. And you know, coming up short in fantasy, it's not a big deal. But if you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's not ideal. Let's be honest. Maybe you want to get a little pep back, get your mojo back. All you got to do: getroman.com/sgp. Getroman.com/sgp. Online evaluation. Again, if medication is the right is appropriate, free 2-day shipping, discreet. They got you taken care of. GetRoman.com/SGP. $15 off your first month. The straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. Again, get take care of it virtually. It's not a big deal. Lock it up. Get your mojo back. GetRoman.com/SGP. Kramer, you're back on the clock.
Thank you. I wasn't paying attention. I'm going to take a running back. He's a backup in an offense that could project well. And he also is the goal line back, I think, sometimes. Latavius Murray. Saints, I don't know what to think about there, but I needed a touchdown scoring running back becomes super valuable down here. So I'm gonna grab him. I need another running back, Latavius Murray. That brings me up to four, Sean.
Yeah.
So now I'm at six receivers, two tight ends, four running backs, and a quarterback.
Yes, I'm sitting on seven receivers, two tight ends, two running backs, and a quarterback. Aguilar just went in front of me. This is getting ridiculous. I gotta draft some running backs again. They brought him in for a reason. That's gonna be my motto of my running back class. Give me Jamal Williams. Who got a lot of goal line looks, yeah, even in that Green Bay offense. I think, you know, DeAndre Swift has had injury issues. So I think he's got a real chance to see the field.
And he's a kneecap guy. You know, the coach, yeah, is like it. Like, you sign a guy like that to set a tone.
Exactly. He's gonna fuck up some kneecaps. Any other receivers that are interesting?
Yeah, I was just looking over there because it is. I think there are still some guys, Sean. What round are we in? How many more picks do we have? We have five more picks. Looks like both of us 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, five more picks.
Yeah.
So where are you allocating those picks?
I know that's tough. I have three running backs. I probably need to get two more running backs.
It's making me not want to take another tight end. I'll tell you
two more running backs, two more quarterbacks.
Oh my goodness, this draft is moving.
And then I'll go wild cards for the last one. Cause I do feel like I got to go three quarterbacks probably if one of them's Big Ben.
Since Jamal Williams, Sean, our gal, Rashad Penny, T.Y. Hilton at this point seems like a steal. Devin Singletary, Cole Kmet, he was on my queue. I'll be as my third tight end. I think he could have a breakout. Christian Kirk. Where are you? I mean, I know exactly what I would love to do here. Let's see if it's possible.
Let's see if you can pull it off.
Let's see if I can make my dream a reality.
Ooh, someone I just put in my queue got drafted, and it was Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, don't admit that you put Baker in your queue. If he gets drafted, just let it go, Sean.
Anthony Firkser, gone.
It's making it easier and easier to pass on tight end.
Ryan, who's your what quarterbacks do you have so far?
Danny Dimes.
So much like the Giants, have not addressed the quarterback situation yet.
Not yet.
Jameis Winston available, Goff available.
I want none of that trash.
Drew Lock.
Are you grabbing a back?
Some of these are kind
of. What
are
you taking here, Sean?
I should go running back. Actually, I mean, I have some quarterbacks.
There's so many times. Like if someone
I have some quarterbacks I'm okay with. I think I have enough quarterbacks I'm okay with to keep passing.
If someone could just cut out every time Sean said, you know,
what I keep saying,
you just, I should really take a running back at this point.
Oh yeah. I mean, but running backs just aren't fun, especially in half point PPR.
You got three of them. You probably need to go two out of the last five rounds, right?
Yeah. That's the goal. Especially cause I didn't really load up on any early. Austin Hooper is gone. Terrace Marshall Jr. Daryl Henderson as well. Hayden Hurst off the board.
All right, Sean. It's time.
It's time. A couple of these guys that are top of the running back queue I actually like, so I'm fine taking them here. I mean, I think I got my guy lined up here.
I think this guy's on auto draft. Oh, Jarwin, of course he's on auto draft. Oh.
JD McKissick. I know a lot of it was Alex Smith, but he had 80 catches last year. That's kind of insane.
Jameis Winston goes.
Jameis Winston, Ryan, your guy.
After Hayden Hurts, Jarwin, McKissick, Winston, and now fuck you. I was going to take Mims. What was that about? I wanted to take Denzel Mims to pair him with Corey Davis, Sean. Mm. So instead, screw you. I'm gonna take Zach Wilson.
I was considering taking Zach Wilson as well, because I queued up Jameson Crowder to try and pull that off.
Are you taking another receiver?
I might. Kadarius Toney is available. He's sliding. I mean, again, I think one of these extra Green Bay receivers could be interesting. Alan Lazard and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I feel like they're just like not getting drafted in these drafts.
Jamison Crowder would have taken him to pair. Let me just take my third quarterback here. Darnold going with the stack opportunity here with Carolina.
All right. Maybe I got to go quarterback here. Cause you took a couple of guys I had my eye on.
Well, now I got three and I'm good. So I can just figure out what I want to do with my last, three picks.
Oh God, this is, yeah. I waited a little too long for quarterback.
I think I plucked him just in time. When Jameis went, I was like, all right, it's time to approach the situation. There's only a couple guys even starting right now, Sean.
I'm on the clock. All right.
You gotta take us Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo, Drew Lock.
Nope. Jared Goff, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a starter.
He's starting every game. They could be behind. He's in a dome.
Yep. It's the NFL. You could have done worse things there.
Thank you.
So which position group do you like worst? Your running backs or your quarterbacks?
I don't mind Big Ben because I stacked him with those two receivers.
So. And then, but when he gets hurt, you just have Jared Goff then.
No, I feel like you don't win these leagues with quarterback play. I'll be honest.
No, but you need a quarterback. I think the problem is if you have 0 points from a quarterback, it's a massive disadvantage. Wow. Hot and fast. Edwards from the Raiders, followed by Breshad Perriman, Goff's target in Detroit there. Emmanuel Sanders in Buffalo, Zach Ertz.
Oh, and Zach Ertz again, like if he ends up in Buffalo, he could be a touchdown machine. KJ Hamler gone. Kadarius Toney gone, Josh Reynolds gone.
Wow. Everyone's going now.
Everyone must go.
It's that time.
And what am I sitting on? I have four running backs. It's not a complete. Nico Collins. I'm getting some pushback, Ryan, on the Nico Collins selection. People are saying he's going to be good.
Really?
John Brown is gone off the Raiders there.
And I'm trying to figure out what I should do here, Sean. You go before I do. What's the angle?
I might just snag my third quarterback because I think I need one, and then I'll just round out running back receiver towards the end here. I don't want it to be Drew Lock. I don't want it to be Jimmy G. Mac Jones is kind of interesting. To me.
Philip Lindsay goes. Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, and Salvin Ahmed. That one's kind of interesting too on the Dolphins.
Yeah. Not a bad play.
Not a bad play indeed. Oh yeah. Philip Lindsay. I've been grabbing late in best ball. Cause that spot is wide open. And he
just went, I'm looking at my running backs and I'm like, shit, I need more running backs. This is horrible.
All right. The Donald Parham goes, okay, you know what? I'm doing it. Derek Carr, talking myself into Derek Carr, 27 touchdowns. Again, Derek Carr sucks, but he plays a bunch of games in a dome. I think Derek Carr, the actual football player, way, way, way less appealing than Derek Carr, the fantasy quarterback. Wouldn't you agree?
All right, I'm on the clock. Darius Slayton, motherfucker. All right, we got to be clever here, right? We're picking up a running back. You know what? Tevin Coleman, starting quarterback for the New York Jets. Let's go. Part of the committee. I mean, if you which back do you like in New York to get the goal line carries?
No. Yeah, I mean, we're making.
Well, you don't want to debate this in May 3rd right now. You don't want to talk Jets third string quarterback or running back. And by the way, another thing I like about Underdog so far, I like how in the browser bar it tells you how many picks until your turn.
Yeah, very helpful. Tevin Coleman. Yeah, you're right. That could be a decent play. Kenny Gainwell. Damn it! I should have had him. I should have picked him earlier. I don't know what I was doing. Sterling Shepard is gone.
I mean, I'm gonna wow you with a pick. Sean,
really?
I'm gonna wow you with my next pick.
Oh my god!
Blow my mind.
Absolute wowzers of a pick.
What do you think about Darryl Williams as a pick? I mean, he opted out. The running back in situation Kansas City.
No idea. No idea with that one.
Could be a bullet.
Mike, I might stay away.
AJ Green. I forgot he's on the Cardinals now. I wonder if he does anything.
Kind of feels too cute. Shepherd this late is not a bad. I mean, if you think if you're like me,
Wayne Gallman's available. Ryan, of course, sent you out a nice birthday wish.
He's no longer on the squad. All right, the Wayne train went out west like Aaron, Eric Ebron. All right, let's do it. We have this guy in our D-gens only deep fantasy league. I have no idea how they're going to deploy him, but Lynn Bowden was clearly getting involved in that backfield last year. And while they have, it's very crowded. I understand that. I'll take a shot at this point because he could also play wide receiver. I know, again, a lot of weapons down there, but I liked what I saw from Bowden, and you could tell they wanted to use him.
Troutman goes, New Orleans tight end. New Orleans, I think, could be in the Zach Ertz tight end market as well. Kendrick Bourne goes. I'm on the clock.
Doing everything I can to not have too much Troutman come the season because he's. You know,
Tariq Cohen.
Nice job, Sean.
Thanks. And maybe he's cooked coming off that ACL, but he blew the ACL out early in the season. So that makes me think he's got a shot to come back. Who's the second pass catcher in Detroit? I got to do a little research here.
You want me to tell you?
Sure.
Tyrell Williams.
Oh, you're right. Who's that horrible? And I'm guessing he's going to be available.
He's pretty far down, unless people are lit, or it's Cephas, the rookie, Quintez Cephas. You know, little A, little B, I guess.
All right, one pick left for us, Ryan. Who are you going here?
Well, I'm looking at. I have six receivers and two tight ends. I think I have to roll the dice with my tight ends and take another receiver. Or just be okay with having a tight end potentially slot up into that flex spot every once in a while.
Yeah. Are there any other, let me fire up the Raiders depth chart.
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I guess in best ball, maybe he gets something done. Brian Edwards, Hunter Renfro. They doing anything this year, Ryan?
I don't know. I think at this point you're literally throwing pickles at the wall. So
is that a new expression you came up with, throwing pickles at the wall? I like it.
Isn't that I just, whenever I think of Wayne's World, I think about them throwing the pickles at the wall or at the window.
Wait, what happened to Tyrell Williams? Did he just not play last year?
Was he an opt out? I don't know. He was on the Raiders, I thought, right?
Yeah. He's on Detroit now.
I would probably go with Quintez just from a youth perspective. He had some games when Galladay was out last year, if you remember, Sean.
That's right. He kind of had a chance to claim starting role. Like it.
You also have, you know, for me, I'm looking at Amari Rodgers potentially.
After I drafted Tariq, Taysom Hill goes, Diami Brown, Herndon, the tight end, Javian Hawkins, Jacoby Myers, Deshaun Jackson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Rashard Higgins, Dez Fitzpatrick. Why does no one draft MVS or,
I was just thinking that if Aaron Rodgers comes back to the Packers, right? Yeah. Not only is Valdez Scantling there, but Amari Rodgers is there. Amari Rodgers, third round pick. He's going to be useful in that offense, right? He's probably going to play the slot. I think they were
the slot.
Comping him to Randall Cobb, Sean. So we know Randall Cobb. We know Randall Cobb was successful in that offense, and I'm sure Randall Cobb could be successful with Aaron Rodgers. The question, I guess, is it's worth a bullet shot, like. For example, when it gets to my, let's get through your pick first, but
Anthony Miller goes, Dez Fitzpatrick, Rashard Higgins as well, Jared Cook.
Starting tight end, Jared Cook just went.
Jalen Guyton.
That's a fun pick. He showed up have more competition with, I'm blanking on his name.
And Mike Williams is kind of injury prone at times. I like your angle on,
So
let's Quintez Cephas.
Let's talk through my pick.
Jared Goff stack.
Do I go with one of those Packers wide receivers like Amari Rodgers, like a Marquez Valdez Scantling, or like what's your take on Sammy Watkins in Baltimore? Because to me, he walks in and he's the best receiver on the field.
Yeah,
already.
Certainly, last shot in best ball. You could do worse.
Because everything else out there feels. Like their best case scenario isn't becoming a number one.
Yeah.
And I think with Sammy Watkins, I know Lamar Jackson, maybe he doesn't throw the ball all that well.
Yeah. And obviously his injuries, but again, that's why he's available here in round 18. So then Patrick gone, Cam Newton gone, Kramer final pick for your draft.
Well, I think you just told me what I should do here. Let me just double make sure how many, I better go. Sammy Watkins. Boom. Final answer.
Two picks left to wrap up the best ball draft. Ryan, do you think who has the better shot at the million? Is one of us going to pull down the million, Kramer?
Well, all right. I will say this: how many people? I think it's a pretty cheap thing, but Sam Darnold, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson. I feel like that's a fun thing to have.
Yep. MVS goes.
I have the Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison.
That's right. Adam, I forgot Thielen you handcuffed those guys.
Other than that, I don't have ton of correlation. I have the Corey Davis, Zach Wilson stack. So if that's a fun, and that's that, it's just
OJ Howard, Mr. Irrelevant. That'll do it for our, Underdog Fantasy Football Best Ball Mania 2 draft. Oh man, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, and I it just, the board just went away. I haven't first one, so I'm not really sure how to get it, show it to you again, but we have an exposure. It looks like we can get our exposure.
Ooh, exposure percentage. All right, I'm going to rattle off my best ball team here, and Kramer, you can do the same. Quarterback, I got Big Ben, Jared Goff, Derek Carr. Running back, we got Nick Chubb, Kenyon Drake, Jamal Williams, J.D. McKissick, and Tariq Cohen. So not as bad as I was worried about. Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, Devonta Smith, Michael Pittman, Jalen Rager, Quintez Cephas, tight ends, Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert. I feel pretty good. If I could have snagged Hurts, that would have been a little bit better, but. Man, I'm actually feeling a little bit better.
I don't know what this number is, but you see at the top where it says projected.
Yeah.
What is your number?
3,000.
Wow, nice. I have 2,967.
So I'm projected to be a better best.
So mine, Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. That's the ultimate. Dalvin Cook, Ronald Jones, Alexander Mattison, Latavius Murray, Tevin Coleman, Lynn Bowden. And then we have the big boys, DeAndre Hopkins, DJ Moore, Adam Thielen, Cortland Sutton, Robbie Anderson, Corey Davis, Sammy Watkins to go with Darren Waller and Logan Thomas. Definitely the strongest tight end group I've ever had in best ball this season so far.
Yes.
But yeah, Sean, another cool thing. If you go to completed, once you're in there, and I can even, I can share this with the audience so they can see, but if you, let's
the audience see the magic, Ryan. Let them see. And again, still time to get that free $25 underdogfantasy.com promo code SGPN, or just click through the link over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We're going to be doing more of these, maybe do some more best ball mania or private drafts where we know we can invite you guys specifically, but it felt like, you know, just, it felt fun to do a shot here at the, I'd winning $1 million. And yeah. I feel like I'm going to do a bunch of these between now.
As you can see, I already have two. It's nice. You can see your teams. You can go to an exposure tab and see like what percentage you hold each player. This is everything I could ever live for, guys. I'm very excited. Let's we're going to do this again. Maybe even just during the day. Make sure you follow us.
Just fire up the old YouTube. It's just going live with some underdog fantasy.
Honey, what are you doing? Drafts. I'm working. And real quick, just to really pump the product, because it is cool. They do have a lot of shorter form stuff. If you don't want to deal with a full hour,
they have like a three man. They have all different kinds of formats.
We should highlight this, because the best ball mania, if you don't have time for a draft, do the 8 hour slow draft. You have 8 hours to pick. You get a notification, you go make your pick. That's that. It's going to take you a couple of weeks, but you don't have the stress of a draft, but they also have a cool format, Sean. We should probably do this one of these times, a rookies and sophomores format.
Yes.
Only rookies and sophomore, quicker draft. They have three man, they have six man. So we have some opportunities to do some smaller, maybe some private things. Maybe we'll see. Pants
all
off,
sounds,
dance off.
All sounds good, Ryan.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Make sure you drop a review over on Apple Podcasts. Get your chance to win gear. It is Merch Monday. I already announced a winner. It might be you. If you left a review recently, go to twitter.com/gamblingpodcast. Give us a follow there. See if you won yourself some free merch every Monday, giving away free gear. We got a ton more podcasts coming up. Obviously, we got to do some more FCS football.
It's the
final four. And we gotta send off our boy Stone, who went down swinging, throwing stones. They lost, but they covered. So shout out again to him and the Salukis. And if you missed it, make sure you check out our Draft Grades podcast that just dropped as well. And new to the network, the MLB Gambling Podcast, the Fantasy Football Podcast. Get that on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed.
Sean, before you do that, I totally spaced. Never mind. Do it. The thought has left my mind.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
9 days until the NFL schedule gets released.
Kramer, let it ride.